sense.
You know, I was just thinking, thank God. Thank God Graham is bald.
Graham, if you weren't bald, do you know how violent the earth would be?
Do you know how many children would have died if Graham had hair?
Graham,
what a villain.
No, hold on. How dare you speak about my mother that way?
What?
My mother hosted you in sleepovers and gave you bagels and cheese in the morning.
Yeah. And showed you
Graham, her. Graham, bagels and cheese are a lie that's fed to you by the mainstream media.
You're a terrible human being.
Now, where were we?
Listen, we have to talk about... Wait, have you started recording?
Yes. Oh, yeah, Graham being bald. Thank God.
All right. I'm going to play the Snake Room.
Where do you play that one?
I know, but it's... I wrote another chorus to it.
As long as there's something new about it.
Well, stop moving. The virus has me for a moment, but I'll wrestle it away.
Oh, boy.
Jesus, Graham. Be careful. Boys,
look at Graham. My mark.
Oh,
I'm marked by the cruel CDC.
Does that means they cut dick clean.
Yes. They cut my dick clean off.
Graham, be careful. Graham has the virus, so be careful not to crash in case you, like, hit a bunch of people and then cause a 1 in 99 chance of them getting injured.
but I've got, like, 42 gallons of gasoline in my trunk, so if I crash, it'll be spectacular.
All right.
That was awesome.
God forgive us.
Those first three chords tickled my balls.
All right, may God forgive us.
When they put you in the room, when they put you in the room. My bitch cat. She jumps on the piano. She hates this song more than anything.
Yo, Jed, your cat hates the ApocalyCast.
All right, say it again.
Dad's cat, your dad should hang out, Pat.
What?
Dad's cat, your dad.
Oh, yeah, my dad hates the podcast.
Yeah.
He's a smart dude. He thinks of the dumbest shit. It's fucking hysterical.
Yeah, well, he hates the show, yeah.
Judging. Say the incantation.
I mean, I'm a man that showed up, you know, to an event that will not be spoken as a pregnant woman.
Yeah, we have to start. Say it, Pat.
May God forgive us.
When they put you in the room, when they put you in the room with the snake, a cobra came and cut you in the room. He shot his egg straight through you in the room. This bitch is walking across the piano.
In the room?
Yeah, Jen, your cat hates the ApocalyCast. It's crazy.
When they put you in the room, when they put you in the room, when they put you in the room with the snake, a cobra came and cocked you in the room. He shot his egg straight through you in the room.
In the room.
A rat. God damn it, you bitch.
All animals hate the podcast. Oh, actually, that's not true. Emu loves the podcast.
Oh my God, I left the fucking heat on high. It's like 940 degrees in my car. My asshole is sweating.
All right, last try. Jesus. Last try.
Okay, may God forgive us.
When they put you in the room, when they put you in the room,
in the room.
In the room.
As soon as I start playing this song, she goes straight to the keyboard. She hates it. Look at her.
I mean, which note does she hit? Is it a flat or a sharp?
That's very she cute.
Traips around. All right. When they put you in the room.
You know, I think that's a song. Start it right there.
It's the Apocalypse Cat, yo. That's so cute.
Best song we've ever had.
Yo, are you recording video? This
is yeah.
But I'm trying to drive, listen to you, and watch your fucking cat attack you. Yeah.
Try again.
Hey, are you recording video this? Because it's
funny. Yeah.
Stop, you bitch.
The room.
Listen, she thinks the snake room is real. She doesn't know it's made up, and so she gets scared. Yo, is there a video of this? Because this is crazy.
I said five times yes. God damn it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna.
Is your cat Chip?
Yeah, he's microchip.
The chip.
Oh my god, you bitch, please leave.
Just lock her in a closet for
No, don't do that. Just keep her off the keyboard.
I love cats. She'll be fine.
She can't stand it.
Soros hacked the chip.
Right. Yo, Soros is like laying his eggs.
When they put you in the room. When they put you...
Wait, we didn't say it. Oh, we didn't say it.
You absolute bitch. You gotta have to go away.
Oh, no, don't.
Edit it. You said it.
No, I'm not editing anything. Fuck that.
How dare you?
Fuck that. This is prime time quality content.
No.
Okay.
When they
Hey, may God forgive us.
All right, thank you. When they put you in the room. When they put you in the room with the snake, I called the cave and cut you in the room. He shot his eggs. God damn it, you bitch!
What? Why are you letting her do it?
I mean, wait. Was that part of the song? Or are you still yelling at your cat?
Cat.
It's the cat. It's all the cat, man.
She's so. It's like, you know how God loved the world so much?
Yeah.
That he let us murder his kid?
Yeah.
He hates cats that much. Mm-hmm. She can't, she's so against it. Look at her. Look how filled with hatred she is.
She's an agitator against the cast.
You bitch. Please stop. All right, I'm going to give her some food so she stops fucking bitching.
You know how difficult it is to cast and drive at the same time?
Right.
Just talk.
Bad. I've just taught her that if she interrupts my piano, she gets food. All right.
good job.
That, so she understands now.
When they put you in the room.
Wait. We didn't say it. We didn't say it. May God forgive us.
When oh, my God. Put is it in?
In the room. When they put you in the room. When they put you in the room with the snake. A cobra came and cocked you in the room. He shot his eggs right through you in the room. A rattler bit your penis. A boar saw your balls in the room. We know a cobra head wished you dead in the room. A garden snake sealed your fate in the room. 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 With Golda, they cut off my penis.
Careful, the cat's sneaking up. The cat's sneaking up.
It hisses and spits at me.
Redo the replacement line. Redo the replacement line.
And he cocked me. He shot his egg straight through in the room. In the room. All right, I'm just gonna power through. In the a copperhead. He wished me dead. And then a garden snake came. And he sealed my face. Can you stop, you bitch? In the room. In the room. In the room. With all the... They cut off my penis. They replaced it with a snake.
Snake.
Who's happy here in the snake room? You bitch. Fuck every snake. Fuck a cobra. Fuck a rattler. Fuck a boa. Fuck the goddamn mice they eat.
Finish it.
Fuck the goddamn mice they eat. Fuck a garden snake. Fuck a copperhead. Fuck every snake. Fuck every snake. Fuck every snake that ever fucked me first. You bitch. Look how much she hates the cast. Look at her. Look how angry she is.
But she's in the room.
In the room. Yeah, we love it. Good job.
Fuck that. Your voice is improving.
What's your bitchy ass cat's name?
She doesn't have one because she doesn't deserve one. She's
what?
It's the cast.
That's terrible. No, by the end of the cast, she will have a name.
You guys, I don't know if you guys can tell from the video like how pissed off this cat is right now.
He's so furious.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it was difficult for me. I'm like, I'm trying to merge on the highways and, you know, watch. But you're, dude, fucking incredible.
Dog, the thing is, the Snake Room is one of these songs where I think I am a genius and it's like ahead of its time. And she's like the reactionary, dumb
fuck. Yeah, she's like the mainstream media being like, hump, 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 hump. Like, fuck your art. Yeah, yeah.
She's like, this is too radical.
No, that's fair. Like, you know, you're gonna die poor, but your song's worth $180 million each at that. You get nothing from it.
Graham, his songs are worth a billion smiles.
But people won't appreciate it. They'll persecute me.
No, like, not while you're alive. Yeah, no, definitely not.
Look how angry she is. I wish. Look at her face.
The ears are straight back. That's not a happy cat.
Eats it.
I thought that out in Philadelphia. You've been taming the pussy. What happened?
What?
Yo, I think she thinks when I sing Snake Room, I think she thinks the piano is hurting me. She wants to protect me.
Like what happened with Elton John. When he had to challenge his own piano to a duel.
I sent this song to
Caroline, and she was like, this is horrible.
In Yemen?
Yo, it's my worst song, but it's my favorite song.
No, that's one of my favorites, man.
As much as my cat hates it.
It's extremely good. Would you lads mind consulting the chat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the squid.
No, hang on.
I like.
Wait. Are we going to do the quadruple thing?
No, yeah, your point is improving. I must agree. Patrick.
What? Yeah. Is improving. Jad, your voice really is improving, I gotta say. Yeah. Good job. Yeah. Okay, hang on.
Dude, she came at me. She came at me like a bitch.
I know.
She climbed your hair.
I know. This fucking creature. She started doing this thing where she tries to eat my fucking hair. She's like, I don't know. I want to put her into an asylum for shithead cats.
I mean, what would she do with me? Just climb the beard, because there's nowhere to go from there.
Graham, she would skin you alive. She would lick you to the skull.
Guys, what was the sketch idea we were going to do?
Listen, I think we need 3 times as many masks as we got now.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. No, hang on. This is, are you kidding me? There are characters in this. Okay, so we're welcome to the Fauci and Christie podcast. Okay. Hang on. 1 second.
Didn't Chris Christie get the Roni?
Yes. And then he was like, it's real, it's not fake.
I can't believe, Graham, have you had the Roni?
I don't know.
Damn, it's weird. None of us got the Roni. I got the shot, though. Wait, did you get the money?
Guys. Hey. Welcome to the Fauci, Soros, and Gates podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Fauci. This is my co-host.
What?
Bill Gates.
I'm Bill Gates. I want to screw a vaccine into your penis.
I guess I'll have to edit this out, but Graham, Soros is Arnold Schwarzenegger, so introduce yourself.
Don't worry about that now. Subbing in for him is Governor Chris.
You're Soros. We're changing the bit.
I've had the virus. We can talk about Soros. I'd be glad. You're not Chris Christie. You're Soros.
You have to go with it. I'm sorry.
Subbing in for Soros. Soros is out.
I'm sorry. Let him be Southern Chris Christie. I'll be George Soros.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Hi. It's me, George.
I'll be Soros. I'll be Soros and Fauci. Fuck it. All right. I'll do everything.
Come on.
I'll do everything. That's how I'll do all the work. Okay. I'll do all of it. Yeah. All right. Hi. Welcome to the Soros Gates and Fauci podcast. I'm your host, Tony Fauci. This is my co-host, Bill Gates.
Hi, I'm Bill Gates. Hi, I'm Billy Gates.
And I'm George Soros. You are the co-host. Today, our guest will be the governor of New Jersey, the former governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie. There, see? I shoehorned it in.
It's you, Graham.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. I'm very honored to be included in your illustrious podcast.
Hey, listen, I'm Tony Fauci. Thanks a lot for being on our podcast. You know, he's here on the Soros Gates and Fauci podcast. We talk about issues that concern the world, you know, like health.
I think the world is being too unfucked by virus, and it's got to be fucked more by virus.
Yes, Bill Gates, I agree with you. I think that the world is not covered enough by virus.
It's the apocalypse. Look what? How much he hates it.
Stop breaking the... Stop breaking the flow. Stop breaking the continuity of the show.
Yeah. I think people are fucking too much and they're having too good of a time.
Hey, we have to fuck
with the virus.
Listen, I agree with you. Me, Tony Fauci, I'm Catholic. I don't think anybody should be having sex except for priests.
I think every pussy should be empty and every dick should be dry. And only a virus can do this.
I quite agree. Oh, shit. Fuck. I'm George Soros, and I also think it would be very nice if there was more virus. Chris Kirsty, our guest, what do you think?
Well, let me tell you something. I had the virus, and I only wore two masks. So because I got the virus with two masks, I really believe that we should all be wearing three masks. Now, my third mask is always cheetah print because I like to match. But only the ladies see where I match.
Yo, listen. Chris Kirsty, I think this is a good idea, but let's take what a caller has to say. Hello, yes, on the line. This is T from New Jersey.
Tony, you cocksucker, you rat motherfucker.
Oh, it's my sister, Tanya. Tanya Fauci.
It's me, your sister from the neighborhood, you rat fuck cocksucker.
Well, Tanya, this is a good opportunity to talk about how many masks you feel we should wear.
Yeah, Tony, I feel like we should be wearing 3-4 masks minimum to keep the virus in.
Listen, Tanya, as long as we have these fucking sheep's attention, we might as well get 4 masks on them.
Listen, I think these dumb cocksuck sheep can have 5 masks. Tone, and yeah. I think, Tone, you can piss on him first.
Hey, Tony's sister, I bet these fucking sheep would accept 6 masks on their dumb faces.
Yeah,
I don't think you're trying.
Yeah, and not for nothing, but these rat fuck cocksuck motherfuckers. You could probably shove 6 masks down their throat before they're complete.
Look how much.
Stop.
See how much. Stop.
Hey, Bill Gates, what do you think about that?
Hi, I'm Billy Gates, and I think 7 masks. I think if you stack 3 masks on top of 3 masks, and then put another mask on, well, that would keep the virus in for these fucking sheep.
That is very observant of you. Thank you, Bill Gates. But listen,
I'm Billy Gates, and when I look at these sheep, I gaze upon them with contempt.
Listen, hey, listen, Tanya, little sister, why don't you weigh in here?
Yeah, listen, you know, I'm just a little girl from the neighborhood, but I think these rat fuck cocksuck motherfuckers. I think we can shove 8-9 masks down their throat.
Hey, listen, our guest, Governor Chris Kirsty, do you think there are any parts of the body that we can make these fucking simpleton sheep put masks on to?
Oh, are you going to see my fucking cat repeatedly attack me?
Graham died.
Look at this creature.
Yo, Graham died.
Dude, we have to address something. We have to take a beat and address
Tanya,
who radicalized animals against the apocalypse. What sick emir, or what sick imam taught our cats to hate.
Tanya, it looks right? Like our guest, it looks like our guest has dropped out.
Yeah, he probably got masked up like the rest of those fucking sheep. He put a mask over his webcam to keep the virus from coming in through the computer. Rat fuck motherfucker.
Hey, you know, Tanya, you know what they say about masks?
Yeah. And what do they say, Tom?
They keep the spinning.
Yeah. It's like when we spit in these sheep's mouths and they apologize, and then the mask keeps the spit in so they can't spit it out these red fucks. God damn, she hates the cat. She hates it.
She's on the keyboard now. Everyone hates the cat.
She hates. Listen, I don't know how my poor sweet baby was radicalized by Andrew Cuomo against the ApocoCast.
You hear about Andrew Cuomo?
Andrew Cuomo taught my cat to hate.
It was not Andrew Cuomo, sorry. Mario Cuomo died, right? But he was resurrected as a robot. And he was Mario Cuomo. Whoa.
You know Mario Cuomo, when he was young, he used to walk around and twist people's dicks off.
Oh, really? That doesn't seem like something he would die. Did he have like a whole collection in jars?
He used to like, and you know, it was like a joke to him. Because, you know, he was a robot. And so his
arm look at this.
Frank.
How do you rejoin? Look at that. What? He rejoined.
Yeah.
That rat fuck bastard. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah. The Soros Gates and Fauci. Listen, not for nothing, but I think that we could probably make these fucking low-life parasite fucks put 9 masks on them. Why not, right? It'll make God laugh.
Listen, Tone, you're my brother, and I know you're from the neighborhood, Tone, and I trust you. But if you think these rat fuck cocksuck motherfucking rat fink sheep are gonna wear 9 masks.
Listen.
I'm with you.
If there's one thing I know about the pig shit, it's that you can feed them anything.
Yeah. These rat fuck motherfucker cocksuck assholes. You know, they love the mask. They can't get enough of the mask.
Hey, I'm George Soros. Why don't we ask our guest Chris Christie what he thinks about this?
Well, my gentleman, to be fair, when I'm with a new lady, not only do I ask them to wear 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 masks, but before I go down on their vagina, I make sure that they wear a mask over the vagina as well. You never know where this virus may come from.
Yeah, that's true, Tone. People don't talk about it, but us Italian gals, we can breathe out of our pussies. And we can spread virus out of there, too. So we gotta wear a couple of masks down there.
It is a terrifying thing when a vagina coughs or sneezes directly into your mouth.
God bless you.
Listen, guys, I don't know about you, but as long as this virus isn't coming from somewhere that's not here, I don't have any problem with it. Seems to me this virus was made in the USA, in a lab, by globalists like me.
Yeah, Tony, you know this virus was made in a laboratory retriever in a lab.
Yeah.
It was like in a lab, in a lab. These sick fucks, they put it in a dog, Tone.
No, patient zero. Yeah, patient zero, man.
Patient zero was a dog named
Zero. It was a Labrador.
A Labrador.
A Labrador retriever. Jeez.
They were like, go retrieve some virus, you cocksuck rat fuck. I was like, yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting story.
My political affiliates have heard some things that it may have come from a cockapoo.
Look at that.
Can we just pause the apocalypse?
Cocker spaniel and a poodle.
How did I fail?
Oh, okay.
Dad? That's what a cockapoo is.
Guys, let's be real for a second. How did I fail as a dad to raise such a bitch fucking daughter? This violent fucking bitch daughter cat. But is it my fault that she's such a fucking C-U-N-T? I didn't teach her any of this.
I mean, you let her control you. Oh. Look at that. She's like, you will not play the piano. You will not do the cast on any of your terms, but...
She hates the cast.
Yeah, of course.
She's always putting on CNN.
Oh.
Oh, wait, literally... the Cast News Network?
No.
Why not?
She hates the Cast. She thinks Pat Hillsman is a liar. And she thinks that Tom Tenney is the sick fuck. She hates it. She's always putting on CNN. And she's always trying to call me out on Twitter.
I mean, music is supposed to soothe the beast, but it seems like it's only when you play music that she attacks.
A lot to talk about it.
Thanks a lot. Listen, guys, not for nothing. All right, I think we ended the Soros, Gates, and Fauci podcast at a good time. What else did we have? Oh, we did have the psychologist bit that I had.
All right.
Wait. All right. What else we have? There were a few things in the works.
No, we're gonna do the psychologist, Graham.
I don't know the psychologist bit.
You're a guy that's been having dreams, and as you fall asleep, you think that God's been talking to you, telling you to do violent things, and it scares you. Okay.
Like, sexually violent?
No. Like, God's telling you to, like, kill the Prime Minister of Finland.
Myself? To other people?
You, yeah, in your God's sleep.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying violent to individuals, violent to society, or violent to myself? Or all of the above?
To society.
Right. You know how God is always telling you to punish your penis because it's bad?
Yeah, God does say that.
He's like, no. God shows up, he's like, make your penis pay.
No, it's true. I have seen that. I mean, you know, the factory that I work at, you know, there's this machine that just encases the sausages, and it just seems like it would fit my penis perfectly.
Yeah.
But it would make it so hot and then encased in pig skin. And that seems terrible.
Yeah, and then so they...
I don't know if I should do it.
They just ever tighter pig skins on your rod. It's horrible.
Can we do the bit, please? Graham? I'm your doctor.
You're my doctor.
Mm-hmm. I'm your psychologist, sorry. I'm your psychologist. Dr. Steez.
Oh, it's Doc Steez.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about Doc Steez is he accepts almost no insurance. You gotta
pay. Yeah, I don't know. No, he gets paid in revenge.
Yeah. Doc Steez.
Doc Steez doesn't roll like the other psychologists. He doesn't take any insurance at all.
Yeah. These other fuck-ass doctors with their blue cross.
And he'll let you duel him.
Doesn't Bernie Sanders show up with like the $5 commission check for, you know, the public health care every time?
Yeah, dude, Bernie Sanders personally is your psychologist. He's going to show up and psychoanalyze every single one of us.
Oh, no, he's going to hate it, but he's still going to show up.
Wait, can I make a point about Bernie Sanders before we move on?
Please, yes. His hair was also lost in a cosine wave accident. Caused by 5G.
No, the Bernie Sanders... the Bernie Sanders TV show when he was actually just a fucking mayor of Vermont is out of control.
He had a TV show?
Yeah, when he was just the mayor, he would just walk
Did
up
and yell on it a lot. That would have been cool.
It was fucking out of control. He asked a bunch of 7-year-olds if they'd ever seen their parents use cocaine.
Cool.
It's insane.
So when Bernie Sanders was young, he used to walk around malls in Vermont and lick his finger and just shove it up people's butts.
But you know what, Jad? I know you're lying because Bernie Sanders was never young. He was born 80 years old.
True. No, you're right, Graham. He was born old.
He came out with that face and those glasses and that hair, and was like,
"With the full glasses." That's what when he was born, he came out with a full pair of glasses. They were like, "That's unusual. That doesn't usually happen."
Yeah, Bernie Sanders came out old, and he also
had a childhood uterus
to lick his fingers and put his fingers in people's butts and ask them, like how they're doing, like how their day's going.
Interesting. This conversation is taking a dark turn.
It was an awkward time up in Vermont.
It was a different time, you know. Desperate times called for desperate measures. And that's why, no, but listen. All right. A lot of people say that Bernie Sanders' stance on guns was like, you know, what like cost him a lot of people that are like super pro-gun control. But like, what is more democratic than mounting a flamethrower onto Bernie Sanders' arms and the poison in his hands, right? And then giving him robotic chicken walker legs so that he can go on a rampage through Washington, D.C., burning people alive.
I remember Elon Musk tried to push his Tesla flamethrowers onto the Bernie Sanders campaign, and they were only iffies. I don't know why. It just seems like the answer.
Yeah, I remember Musk was like, burn them.
Yeah.
Musk showed up and he was like, they're standing against whom? Burn them.
Oh, speaking of which, all right, I'm going to have to resend the link, but it's Winnie the Pooh time.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
No, we got to stay with...
Yeah, I think we're doing real good right here.
No, guys, there's 3 minutes left in this session, and then we're going to have to move on to Winnie the Pooh because it's been weeks since we've done Winnie the Pooh.
Send me the video of my cat attacking me because she hates art and she hates song.
No, that literally, like, I could only watch 10% of it because I was trying to drive. Like, that was fucking epic.
Listen, my cat hates art so much. She only reads, she likes the Bible, and she likes when people get the death penalty. That's, like, she can't fuck.
She likes the Bible?
Yeah, dude, my cat can't come unless someone is on death row. She can't come unless someone is about to get killed by the state. She
your cat, who still remains nameless, does not
believe. Your cat is wrestling ball?
Yeah, dude, my cat loves it. My cat is like, why don't we bring back firing squads?
That's kind of cool. Yeah. It's kind of interesting that, like, to know that somebody's in hell, like Rush Limbaugh, you know what I mean? Like for sure he's in hell. Like, that's interesting.
That's the other thing my cat loves is hell. She's super into it. She's like, oh. She's like,
burned. Yeah, all cats do.
Yeah, cats love hell.
Yeah. Because of the entrails.
Yeah. Cats are like all these dangling entrails. Yeah.
Who's hell, though? I mean, are we doing Dante's? Oh,
the craziest one, Buddhist hell, by far.
I mean, I think Catholic hell is the craziest.
No, come on, please. Jed, give me a break. Don't make me say it.
Okay, dude, Muslim hell is like Jewish hell. It's not even real.
Okay, is it like metaphysical?
Yeah. Catholic hell is the craziest hell. The Muzzies and the Jews don't have real hell.
Less than a minute. Catholic hell is the one, you're right. Less than a minute, all right? I'm resending it.
Yeah, but Buddhist hell is the one where they sexually humiliate you.
I'm resending it, you bastards, okay? All right,
send me the video, please.
Okay.
You'll never get it. It'll be lost forever.
No, you're wrong. And eventually, we're going to have Christopher Robin show up and be like, oh, you silly piglet, you're supposed to release the virus in children first, not in, like, a, you know?
Old cucks.
Right. But so Pooh realizes that they've only worshiping the virus because they need something powerful in the absence of Christopher Robin. And then the ruse machine gun down Eeyore, Pooh, and Piglet. And like it's going to end with us about to die. What?
Okay, but you're telling us the whole plot of the sketch, recording it.
I'm going to edit it out. I'm going to edit that part out.
All right, let's start, and you guys are praying in secret.
Graham.
Is this the end of the poo bit?
Yeah, we're doing poo.
Is this the end of it? You're saying, everybody gets gunned down.
No. He's gunned down, but he's going to survive. But he's going to survive at the last minute. But he, right, but right, everybody's right. going to turn on him. But hang on.
Start the team. You and Graham are praying in secret.
No, but there has to be a... It's going to be you. It's going to start with you lamenting the silence of God.
What is Eeyore's role?
Eeyore also is lamenting the silence of God.
All Eeyore does is get gunned down.
No, 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 no.
No, start it. You and Eeyore are praying silently to the virus, or in secret to the virus.
Okay. And, oh, and Graham, remember, the best Eeyore voice you do is when you're like, I'm worried about the returns because you know what I'm talking about.
What?
When you do all right, it.
Just go.
Okay.
Secretly pray to the virus. And then I'll
no, it's Christopher Robin's birthday, and he's not here. And you're thinking about the absence of God, right? And how you had to create a new God in his absence. Go.
A golden cow?
Yes.
Exactly. Wait, I'm starting?
No.
Another birthday for Christopher Robin, our boy king, with his thick cock.
Yes, but Pooh, Christopher Robin isn't here. Don't you feel like his absence is a big deal?
Christopher Robin is always swollen within me, boy. You there, Piglet. Have you been praying in secret to anyone else?
Well, why? Whatever would you mean, Pooh? I never would pray to anything else except for what you'd instruct me to pray to. And lately it's been all virus, virus, virus.
Shut your pig mouth!
Oh, okay.
Seal your pig hole!
Okay, oh god, alright, fine, jeez.
Sometimes in the night, I crawl by your bedchambers on my belly, and I listen. And I try to figure out which god you're speaking to.
Why? I'm only praying to the virus, Pooh. Who else would I pray to? Christopher Robin is even here.
That's your... You foolish, ugly fuck pig. I didn't want to bring this up. You've asked me many times.
You're doing time now, Fauci, dude. Get it together. That's not true. Tanya Fauci is like, Tony, you rat fuck! Whereas Pooh is like,
Piglet! When you were a boy, and you asked
it's
me-
much lower, it's much lower. It's a much lower voice, you're killing yourself, man.
It is, it's true.
And then, yeah. It Piglet.
Yeah, Piglet, is it to you?
Piglet. Do you remember when you were a boy?
When you were a boy?
And you came there. To me, and you asked me what sort of piglet you were. You remember?
Yeah. Yes, I remember when I was a boy and I came to you and asked what sort of piglet I was.
And do you remember my answer? I said you were a fuck pig.
Well, I do remember, yeah. I was a little confused by what you meant because I don't have a penis. Because I'm a stuffed animal.
You there, Piglet. I meant you were born to be fucked. And to have loads. Heavy loads. Spewed.
I miss Christopher Robin. He used to take me aside while you two played with your loads of virus. We would have special moments. I would take the girth of his young... But full penis. And he.
Hey guys! Me with do you ever feel like the all encompassing love of God is not enough? And he demands a sacrifice?
You there, donkey. When you were filled as a boy, what did you hold the seed in you or did you drop it like a child? A careless child who can't hold his seed.
I tried to hold the seed. I tried to hold the seed. For Christopher. Where is he?
You were filled with his seed. You were bursting with his seed.
Hey.
And so you dropped it. You dumped it all out into a drain.
Hey, guys, listen. I'm just a little piglet. But I'm starting to feel a little bit heavy.
Heavy is the piglet now with virus.
Oh, this is a song, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, you made a song about it?
Yeah, that's where that word, that phrase comes from.
Oh, okay.
Careful.
Hey, guys. Listen. Maybe we should go look for Christopher Robin through the woods. We should go through the betrayal forest. I'm sure that nothing will go wrong there.
Yes, yes, the betrayal forest. Oh,
that was
forest.
It. You had it.
You there, Piglet.
Yes, yes.
The wood.
What?
You there, Piglet. Venture through the wood. Find God in the wood, you fuck pig.
Are we going out into the woods to look for Christopher Robin? Is that what you're telling me? Into the betrayal woods?
Into the betrayal woods you go. With your heavy, with your seed. You.
Jesus Christ. Listen, do me a favor. If I don't make it back, drive a truck full of virus into the infidels so that 1 in 99 of them is killed.
It is a song. Can I just interject?
Oh my god, she hates the cast so much.
No, because it'll break the flow and you won't even get it done.
Heavy is the piglet now with virus.
It was... Hey, continue.
Is that it?
That was great. That was great. Thank you for that interlude.
I liked it a lot.
Piglet now with virus.
No, heavy is the porkman now with virus.
Okay, we're getting distracted. Can we go back, please?
Heavy is the porkman now with virus.
There it is.
Yeah. You guys see this hateful bitch? Look at
now that virus has took the place of God.
Yeah, you there, piglet. Now that the virus is your god, you fuck pig.
Yes?
I want you to hoof your way into the wood on your terrible hooves.
I don't know about that. I feel like we're liable to get jumped out in the betrayal wood. It's full of people betraying each other.
If you go into the wood, you will be betrayed, you fuck pig. Take this donkey with you. Maybe they'll fuck him first, and you still make it.
Donkey, how do you feel about that?
I don't want to be taken into the forest anymore. You have used me as your virus whore before. First you detonated me to spread the virus, patch me back together, bring me back, and then ask me to leave my Robin for the forest.
Donkey.
You fuck pig, swine, you donkey cuck. You cum donkey. First of all, you remember when you were a
Which way do I come?
Dad, don't forget.
Which way do I come?
You remember when you were a boy donkey and you asked me what sort of donkey you were. Do you remember the answer I gave you?
Tell me once more.
You're a cum donkey. You were built to carry the seed, the blast of others. You were meant to be filled and to carry the goo. You were meant to carry the goo of strange man donkey.
Don't you remember when Christopher Robin used to put us to bed each night and tell us that?
Don't you remember when Christopher Robin used to bump you?
No. No, because I had been roofied. I remember constant games of pin the tail on the donkey.
They were pinning the tail on you quite a bit.
My
he pinned the tail inside you. Don't you remember when Christopher Robin would glue?
But Pooh. I often pray to Christopher Robin, and I hear but silence. What thinkest thou about that, Pooh?
Piglet, Christopher Robin doesn't speak to you because you've been made loose.
Read the chart.
You there, piglet. Christopher Robin doesn't speak to you because your holes are worthless. They mean nothing to him. And what? Are you,
if they're worthless, then how can I... How can I answer the silence? All of my prayers just sink into nothingness.
Piglet, you have to undertake a martyrdom operation.
A martyrdom operation?
Yes. Piglet, you have to find a market of fuck pig unbelievers, of sheep cuck swine. Piglet, you have to fly a plane into the virus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you telling me that I have to detonate myself with a virus bomb in a crowd full of the unbelievers and kill one in 99 of them?
Oh, God.
You have to... oh, God.
Too bad, Graham. Too bad.
Yeah.
If there's two things the show's about, it's those things. Okay.
Listen, Piglet, you have to teach these unbelievers a lesson about how terrifying God is. You have to teach them that their penises will be exploded in heaven.
I thought that God was love. Maybe we'll learn more about him on our voyage through the betrayal
world. Yes, ignorant fuck pig. God loves exploding dicks.
Oh boy, are these woods cold and dark.
You there, piglet in the wood. This is the face of your betrayal. Look at this, bitch.
Can you vicious animal ready to attack.
Look at this absolute bitch.
Guys, can we pause for a second and talk about... I can't do these voices forever, and this bit is going nowhere. Let's talk about, like, how fucking hateful, how much this cat hates God. How much this cat can't stand God. She hates heaven. She loves hell.
You know, she's only playing D chords because
D chords for God. She hates God. Yeah. Look at her.
God, Ben, you do have to finish the book.
Listen, do you guys see how much
Matt, why is your voice gone?
Listen.
Listen, he's going to be ambushed.
What? Pat, can you hear him? I can't hear him.
No, Pat, whatever the fuck you're playing on your phone is competing with your voice. But look how much this stone cold bitch hates God. She shits in the Bible and she buries in her litter.
Okay, that's great, guys.
Yep.
Back to where we were. We're in the woods, okay? And there are dark objects lurking in the woods. And everyone is contemplating the absence of God and saying, when did it all become about squid and virus, okay?
I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Mm-hmm. These poo bits go on too fucking long.
No, they're the best part.
I agree.
They're the best part, dude.
No, they're not. It's all...
you there, piglet.
I know, that's why it's good. Well, we haven't done it in months.
Show your butthole to the virus.
That's the whole show anyways.
No, it's done. Let's move on.
No, you asshole.
New shit. I agree.
Oh, God. No. We're going to continue on the poo storyline.
Let's talk about how veterinarians are whispering shadow Bible verses into our cats.
Jed, if we don't continue...
Veterinarian is whispering bullshit to this cat. That's why she hates God and she hates the cast.
Dad, if we don't continue with the poo storyline, I'm gonna fly a plane into you, your cat, your piano, and God.
Yeah, but we both know that's a lie because you will do everything you can to never do anything to leave the city.
Oh, that's true. And dying would be leaving the city.
And then I'm going to tell the story of it. I'm like, cat, Ben Hillsman flew a plane into my cat.
I mean, into Tom Tenney.
He manages to do it. That would be epic.
It'd be easy.
Listen, if there's any animal, fucking guilty, horrid bitch. If there's any animal that deserves to get a plane flown straight into it, look at her. She's begging for it. She wants to get a plane jammed in her. Look at her.
Oh, man.
She loves it. She loves when planes crash into shit. She's
I know.
Crazy for it.
Dude, all cats love that. Are you kidding me?
My cat was dancing on a rooftop on 9/11. She loved it.
Yeah, I heard about that. There were thousands of cats celebrating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jersey.
It was the roofs of Jersey.
Guys, we have some audio. We have some audio of all the cats celebrating on 9/11. Listen, let me pass you in it. Dad, where are your cats?
The thing is, cats love almost nothing more than nothing. Yeah, this cat loves 9/11 so fucking much. This, every 9/11, she puts up a Christmas tree.
And an ISIS flag at the top, right?
The thing about cats is they love Korea.
I know, that's true about cats. Cats love extremism in general.
Cats absolutely love Sharia, and they love God, and they hate everyone who hates God.
And they hate atheism, too. Cats hate atheists and polytheists.
This cat, one time I was like, what about... This cat was like, listen, there's one God.
Yeah, that's right.
She was like, don't worry about the rest of these cousin fucking gods.
There's that's only what they're saying when they meow, because they only need to say one thing.
Yeah, it's God. That's it.
Yeah.
You know how like Christian Arabs say Allah, and it's confusing? Because it means God. Cats say meow because it means God.
Yeah.
And that's all they know. This stupid bitch, she only loves God. And she doesn't even think about anything else.
But then why does she not love the songs of God? I mean, you play music and she attacks.
Yeah, I know. She hates, because the snake room is against God. She hates it.
The room play the music of God. I want. Let's see if she loves it.
The thing is, she's such an extremist cuck queen bitch that even all music she hates. She's like, this isn't what God sounds like. Look at how fucking, look at this bitch. Just look at her. Look at her strength.
If you let her outside, how great would her army become?
If the second I let this bitch outside, she's going to find a cat of nine tails and start punishing herself for her sin. Look at her. She knows.
Yeah.
Guys. We were going to talk about the incident that caused the hair thing.
What hair thing?
My hair thing.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No sine wave.
It's very unfortunate.
And also, guys, listen. Is it okay if I take my emotional comfort animal in here?
I don't know. Is it over the age of legal consent?
Yep.
Yeah. Is your emotional support animal a human child woman?
Yeah. If it's a 14-year-old girl from Taiwan, I'm going to be very offended.
Taiwan?
More like Thailand.
You do prefer, I don't know.
Guys, listen, can I, is that okay? Like, I'm feeling a little stressed. Is it okay if I bring my emotional comfort animal in here?
Yeah, bring her in.
All right, cool. Listen.
Qualifications.
My emotional comfort animal has a lot of arms.
To comfort you, because you're
the sound of comfort. Oh, do you guys want to know what kind of animal it is? You can hear it.
All it sounded like was at the end of it was a small child being raped. So I'm a little uncomfortable.
Sounds a bit like a
guys. My emotional comfort squid. Don't you guys feel comforted?
By the sounds of a squid, you mean a pig being slaughtered.
Ram, don't be ableist. Sometimes squids sound like pigs, and that's valid.
Yeah.
You know about things being valid, Sam?
It's a happy thingy.
I mean, squids do have beaks, as you parrots say a lot.
Yeah, squid have beaks. They have. Look at this.
Listen, squid are parrots, okay?
Yeah, no.
All things that are similar are identical.
Dolphins, like, dolphins teach parrots to or squid to say, like, hi, how are you?
Do you guys see the notes? Do you guys see the notes this bitch is playing right now?
Guys.
She's playing the notes. G O and D.
Yeah.
God.
My emotional comfort squid.
But it's in a minor key though.
Yeah.
Guys, my emotional comfort squid is making some new noises. Let me just caress the squid.
Wait.
Yeah, where's go and rub that squid. Pat, go ahead and rub that squid.
Jed, I'm impressed by the strength of your stream.
The stream!
Guys.
I feel like I should show you boys my piece so you know what I'm dealing with.
My emotional comfort squid is inking everywhere. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear it say anything, so, I mean, it's got to be doing something.
Oh, guys. My squid.
Oh, disgusting.
What? Is your squid using, like,
it's early... saying God. It's saying God. My emotional comfort squid prays for me. It has 8 arms to pray with, yeah. So that means that it can do the prayer of 4 people. And it also has multiple brains. So it can pray to different religions just in case so I don't go to hell in each one of them. You understand?
It literally sounds like it's mimicking a standard sound effect from most 90s rap songs.
Nope, it's just praying in every single language at the same time. That's what that noise is.
So that sounds like that which we can no longer speak of.
Yep. Oh, wait. The emotional comfort squid is saying something different now.
So...
Oh, wait.
I mean,
oh shit. You...
All right, I'll try to. I'll try to...
Guys, you pissed off my emotional comfort squid. Now it's spraying ink everywhere and latching on.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Going back to the last sound effect, I'm just going to try and state it the most politically correct. Yeah. So, did you pull that sound effect from the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No, it's a cute pig being hugged by somebody.
What? Yeah.
This is the sound of a pig having a good time.
A squid.
A squid, sorry. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, my emotional comfort squid. Oh, by the way, did I tell you guys about the new medicine that's out for Grandpa? Hang on. Okay, copyright free music for commercials and advertising. This is going to be some really good music. Hey, little Jimmy, you want to hear about Grandpa's side effects from his medication?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I want to hear.
I have this weird side effect from my medication that causes me to tell all of my children and grandchildren about the side effects from my medication in like a really creepy way.
Grandpa, does that hurt?
Oh, the squid. Yeah.
Sometimes it makes me feel weird, but my medication also has another side effect.
Which
is fucking rampage. A certain percentage of you taking Cosentyx will experience severe rampage and will cut a swath of destruction through the earth.
When my grandpa on Placentix got rampage, he twisted my dick off. When my grandma on Placentix caught rampage, he punctured me.
Oh God. Rampage is not just a cause and an effect. It penetrates us. It is who we are.
My dad wrote for a sentence, and he got a rampage. He put a hole punch on my rod, and he punched three holes.
Talk to your priest about the sentence.
Here's an FDA warning of placenta.
Listen.
Wait, no. Talk to your priest about extremist Christian identity.
Talk to your priest about placentics because your cuck pussy doctor.
Wait, you said placentics.
Yeah. Let me do the FDA warning.
Cosentics, it's a real medication.
Oh, wait.
What's the FDA warning? Please, do the FDA warning.
Wait, before you do it, Graham, we have to define the FDA. The cruel FDA. The
furious dog of
the fucking Drugs Administration.
The fire dick arrow.
The furious dingoes of Australia. Okay.
Blind daughters in America.
Graham. Oh, but Grandpa. Oh, wait, no, I'm Grandpa.
You're Grandpa.
Yeah. Graham, my medication has some side effects, including...
It's placentix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before using placentix, please consult your doctor. Side effects might include rampant fucking. Rampant running into you. No, I'm fucking... I had a whole fucking thing.
Rampage is
what rampage. It does. It may cause shit. It does cause rampage.
The FDA warning is
cause rampaging. No. Rampant fucking. Rampant running around with children.
Guys, fortunately, if you take placentix and you get rampage, they have another medication for that. Yeah. Talk to your doctor about glampage.
Other symptoms include...
Rampage, make your rampages glamorous with glampage.
Yeah.
You've heard of glamping, right? When you go camping, but it's like glamorous and there's a place for you to shit.
You know how some motherfuckers
five-star
rampage, mm-hmm. and they'll like just shoot families in the back of the neck?
Yeah,
like,
I know all about that.
And it's just without any style. Mm-hmm. But with a glam page, you can wear a bracelet while you shoot grandmothers in the back of the neck. Yeah. And
everything will be color coordinated. You'll have pink bullets. And it'll be great. You know?
And don't forget, side effects are normal.
Gold bullets. Golden bullets, actually.
All side effects are normal. But if you do conceive consistent acne, stop use immediately.
May also cause... horrible screaming.
Yeah. Glampage may also cause you to saw your cock off when you run out of people to rampage.
Glampage may cause you to kill the president and then install yourself as demiurge.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because glampage also helps you realize that people are just ants. And that the soul is only a construct of chemicals.
Yeah, glampage makes you realize that killing is not a big deal.
Yeah,
because it's okay. Yeah. Glampage can make you realize that you don't need the parts of your pussy that are on the outside, and you can cut them off, and you can seal up the rest. Right?
Yeah, it does do that.
Glampage makes you realize that your balls can be frozen and saved for later.
Glampage makes you understand that hell is real and that God and the devil both want you to collect souls.
Listen, glampage makes you believe in Bigfoot and also makes you want to hunt him.
Hey, Doc.
I called you to have your head frozen.
What was the doctor's name?
Next to Walt Disney.
Yeah, what was the doctor's name again?
You're not a Nazi. It's a reaction.
Well, Dr. Steve. Hey, Dr. Steez, I've been having these dreams about doing horrible things and that God is telling me to go out and wreak havoc. What do I do?
Well, listen, kid, I'm Dr. Steez, and I think if God is telling you to go out and wreak havoc, then if you don't, you're against God.
And if Thanks, you're against Doc Steez.
Yeah, listen, I'm Doc Steez. And I'm one of those doctors that are really into God.
Hey, Doc. One of those cool doctors.
No, yeah. Doc Steves.
I have a rash behind my left elbow. What should I do?
Pray. Pray, you coward.
Talk to your priest about Glampage.
Yeah, listen. Listen, if you have a rash, you gotta talk to your priest about Glampage. And you gotta figure out where you want to be when you just start fucking ripping people's clothes out.
Glampage may cause you to feel the presence or absence of God in a very strong and disturbing way.
Yeah, listen, Glampage may make breathing feel like burning, and it may make you feel like God is tearing you up from the inside out, and you gotta kill about it.
Glampage may make you feel extremely intelligent, when in reality you're a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Glampage
may make you feel like all the answers, and that all simpletons are too stupid to live.
Glampage will cause you to see the future, but you will be cursed and unable to change. Glampage may also cause you to steal fire for humanity, but then be chained to a rock and eaten by a bird for all eternity.
Yeah, Glampage may make a falcon peck out your liver.
Glampage may cause you to build a horse in order to infiltrate your enemy's stronghold. Yeah, yeah.
The thing about Glampage is it makes you not trust your dick and want to remove it and put it in a steel box and burn it and bury it under your house.
Glampage can cause you to talk to sunbeams and to hate animals. Glampage is not for everyone. And for people that are not for Glampage, it needs to be removed.
The thing about Glampage is it can give you the ability to talk to animals, but all you talk about is like how if only the government would get out of your way, you'd be a success.
Yeah, Ask your priest about Glampage. And then your priest will ask you about which of your enemies, which of your friends are not praying enough.
Glampage has offended me because the last time I took Glampage, it hung me by my nipples from a tree, and that's where I've been.
Listen.
Yeah. The last time I took Glampage, it bit off my nipples and chewed them in front of me.
Listen, guys. Last time I took Glampage, I learned to love myself, and I also learned free will is an illusion, and that it doesn't matter, and that ultimately life and death are homologous.
Yeah, the last time I took Glampage, I found out that blood is made up, and I can take anybody's blood and pour it into a drain.
Yeah, the last time I took Glampage, I realized that drinking equal amounts of pickle brine and whiskey makes you sober.
The last time I took Glampage, I ate a full Dairy Queen ice cream cone out of a homeless guy's ass.
The last time I took Glampage, instead of being mean to people, I was annoyingly inspirational to them and made things even worse by doing that.
Guys, I think the government is against Glampage because it solves all our problems and it makes us want to tear our fellow man in half.
The mainstream media wants you not to take Glampage. Are you going to listen to all of them?
Listen, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hate Glampage.
Listen, all right.
Glampage made me wax my asshole. That was a terrible decision.
Glampage stops your genes from merging with cheetah genes in order to make some fucking...
Oh, but I want to be so fast.
Light cannot escape Glampage. When taking Glampage, be sure not to approach the event horizon.
Yeah. If you approach the event horizon while on Glampage, a hell portal opens up and fucks everybody. Like in that movie.
The Sound of Music. The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a crazy, crazy. Do you remember that song about the hell portal in The Sound of Music?
Yeah. She was in that field and she was like,
she's like, oh portal.
Because like if enough people die scared, you can open up a portal to hell. Like if you kill enough people at their point of absolute terror, you can open up a portal and you can dip your pussy in it.
Yeah.
But there was somebody guest on in that song.
Listen, Glampaze will help you cull the herd. And if there's one thing we know about the herd,
it needs it.
Yep.
Glampage, you will shave for Glampage. Glampage may cause you to shave every single inch of your body and to repent.
Yeah, the thing is, Glampage may make you clean by just ripping the rest of you off. Just ripping your hair and your dick. Any part of you that hangs off your body, Glampage is going to twist off and burn.
Glampage, it's tough to talk about. Part of what took my hair.
Glampage will create a gigantic cosine wave, which will then turn into a sine wave, which will rip Graham's hair off completely. And also, you won't be able to wear clothes after that. That's the worst part, is that you'll have to be nude all the time. You guys have been listening to the
Apollo Cast. No, we're going to get kicked off of this.
Yep, we're going to... All right, you guys have been listening to the Apollo Cast. We're going to time.
All right.
Assassinate Tom Penny. What?
Send me the video of my cat attacking me.
All right.
All hail Tom Tenney, and I hope he lives forever, and I hope he gets...
Yeah, and I hope that nobody does a little special visit to Tom Tenney.
I hope Tom Tenney gets to fuck and kill without consequence until he dies.
Yeah, I hope that Tom Tenney lives, doesn't, has a natural death.
Yeah, I hope Tom Tenney is killed by a ghost.
Yeah.
You can't die of like a cuck-ass human.
No, I certainly hope that one of our fans doesn't hurt Tom Hanks.
I mean, he's sitting right next to me, so.
I hope one of our fans doesn't track down Tom Tenney in the street and scream you before pulling out a revolver and shooting him in the chest.
Tom Tenney is sitting right next to me.